From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Now, a review of a film that our critic calls this year's strangest documentary. It takes as its starting point genocide in Indonesia. Then it adds gangsters, cowboys, dancing girls, men in drag, and splashy musical numbers. Here's Bob Mondello to explain The Act of Killing.
The opening looks like something from a demented Bollywood musical. Costumed girls dancing out of the mouth of a giant fish, then frolicking under a waterfall as a director barks at them to look happy, happier. Standing with them, also getting soaked, are two men, one slender and dressed as a priest, the other fat in a turquoise satin gown. These two men are notorious Indonesian death squad leaders. They slaughtered countless civilians accused of being communists after a military takeover in 1965. They are not shy about talking about what they've done, but the filmmakers didn't want a Talking Heads documentary, so they offered them a different option to reenact their story in whatever cinematic style they like. They like gangster flicks, westerns, musicals, and this bizarre scene is one such reenactment. The slender man in black is executioner Anwar Kongo. The heavyset man, gowned in turquoise, is paramilitary leader Herman Cotto, who in the film is not only enthusiastic about dressing like Carmen Miranda, but also eager to recruit extras for the film's reenactments. He holds auditions in the street, urging people too young to have been alive during the actual atrocities to scream as if their families are being killed. A crowd has gathered and applauds. Filmmaker Joshua Oppenheimer is obviously treading on dicey moral ground here, empowering killers to tell their story when they've never been called to account for the barbarism that brought them to power. By some estimates, more than 1.2 million civilians were slaughtered, which makes it unnerving when these men say that films inspired them in their sadism. They picked up, for instance, strangulation techniques from gangster flicks. Executioner Anwar Kongo, playing a victim at one point, has the techniques used on him, to his quite evident distress. But in public, he shows no doubts, even appearing on TV,
Bapak Anwar Kongo,
where a telegenic interviewer congratulates him for having found an efficient, humane way of killing communists.
Anwar Kongo bersama teman-temannya mengembangkan suatu sistem baru yang lebih efisien dalam menumpas komunis, yaitu
back in the TV control room, a producer wonders how these guys can sleep. As will you, as they stage their killings for Oppenheimer's cameras, sometimes in stylized ways, other times with realism so wrenching, the extras are left almost catatonic. Play-acting with murderers. Not sure I'd want that on my resume. And when you get to the end credits and easily two-thirds of the names are listed as anonymous, it's clear many of the crew found the idea disquieting, too. But there's a reason two great documentary filmmakers, Werner Herzog and Errol Morris, signed on to produce The Act of Killing. It's a virtually unprecedented social document. Time after time, Oppenheimer highlights jaw-dropping disconnects in Indonesia, killers proud of the fact that they simply made up the charges for which they executed people. Thugs comforting children who've been told to cry for a scene but then can't stop. A strangulation shoot interrupted by the call to evening prayers. Gangsters laughing about the 14-year-olds they raped. But the disconnects aren't the whole film. For in having these monsters recreate their atrocities for the camera, a space has been opened for feeling, and the filmmakers show you the first consequence of opening that space as one man is hit almost physically by the reality of what he's done and then walks out without a word. The act of killing, which may leave you speechless too, is one of the most arresting acts of cinema around. I'm Bob Mondello.